Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell.
So, Charles, we're going to wrap things up with conscious conversations today and talk a little about something that near and dear to my heart, yours as well. Good old football, pigskin, I think they call it.
Man, I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, it already started.
Before we get too deep into it, I want to throw a quick shout out to my man, Brian Echols, whose son, Power Echols, started, he's sophomore at University of North Carolina.
Yeah, oh, he started.
He's starting.
He's a sophomore.
Starting as a sophomore, middle linebacker. They played. Remember, Tommy Thigpen said he's the best college player at that position he's ever seen.
Thigpen has seen a lot, man.
And that's like a big statement, right? For a guy who, you know, who's been coaching for, 20 plus years and played in the NFL himself. But anyway, long story short, Power, MVP of the game this past Saturday. I have to send you the promos on him.
Wow. Who did they play?
Florida A&M. But before we start to, like, go down the road of, oh, they played like a, you know.
No.
Florida A&M showed up. Yeah. They showed up, and look, the final score wasn't indicative, but it was a football game until the middle of the third quarter. And Florida State's got a transfer. A kid came from Vanderbilt.
Florida A&M or Florida State?
Florida A&M. And this kid is strong.
Carving
up Carolina's defense in terms of yards.
Oh, was it?
Put some points on the board. And it was a really competitive football game for, you know, much longer than I'm sure most people thought. And Florida State had 25 players declared ineligible Friday before the game. Yeah. Anyway, long story short, Power had 10, he was defensive player of the game, 10 tackles, one sack, one forced fumble. Shout out to him.
Oh, that's incredible, whoever you're playing. I mean, now, I'm still confused. Where did his dad go to college?
Michigan State.
Huh?
Yeah, you met him.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's a Spartan, baby.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about the apple just doesn't fall far from the tree. He's a Spartan, man. It's in his blood. From Benton Harbor, too, right?
Exactly.
That's about 45 minutes from my hometown, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Congrats to that young man, because Thigpen did speak highly of him. So to see him show up is awesome.
Yeah, we got to get Thigpen on the show too. By the way,
would that be great?
I mean, for sure, no question.
We need to go down there and see.
We'll get Brian's dad on as well. Our Power's dad, Brian Echols, on as well. And we do need to go see a game.
Yeah,
he's trying to get us to come see the Notre Dame UNC game, but I'm not sure.
Hey, man, look, we need to make that happen. So, in the spirit of pigskin. Have you found yourself tuning in to preseason football?
You know, that's such a tough one because I love football, man. I love football season. Yeah. And it's hard not to get a little excited when preseason starts, but it's such a waste. You know, I probably my favorite game watching this year was watching the Steelers play the other day. Mm-hmm. The reason why, one of the reasons, man, I mean, I just think, if you're playing pro football preseason, you need to have, I'm not saying you play your starters like the entire game, but one series, two series. I mean, come on. Like the Steelers, their starters played the first half. And it was a good look at what you're going to get when the season starts is what I can really appreciate.
Well, they have a true quarterback battle going on.
They have a true quarterback battle. And yeah. I think that quarterback battle was won at that game, which is what you like to see, right?
They both play well, though, didn't they?
Yeah, but I hate seeing these teams who don't. And they got a young – Kenny Pickett's going to be really good.
Yeah, man, he looked good.
But Mitch Trubisky, he did some real good for himself in terms of his play. And I think the Steelers in a great situation. They've got a kid who's going to come in at some point and be a solid quarterback, perhaps even create his own legacy in the league for a long time to come. But you got a guy that you can put in and who's played well throughout preseason. We'll see what happens on the regular season, that you don't have to rush this kid along.
Yeah, I don't know which way I'd go on that one, though, Charles. I think prevailing thought tends to be Trubisky. I'm not sure I'm in that direction. I mean, he's had a couple years. You know, he's had a couple years to kind of prove. Do you go with the guy who's, you know, hungrier than a rabid dog? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I get it. You know, he's going to be, look, this kid's going to be good.
Yeah.
But he's going to make mistakes too, right?
Right. And he will.
He's going to make mistakes. And, you know, look, what you're seeing in preseason, these NFL defensive coordinators, when they start the regular season, you're going to see something you never seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
right.
And I think, you know, that's going to be the Trubisky too. I don't know that he's going to have great success back there either. But he looks like right now he can be a guy who's not mistake prone, and that hopefully you can be led by your defense and hopefully win games that way. But I really appreciate the fact that Mike Tomlin put his starters out there and wanted these guys to compete for at least a half. I struggle with these teams who just don't put players out there at all.
Yeah. And
to be like my Cowboys, I mean, I don't know if Zach played it down. I get it. He's hurt. He's had injuries. And same with Ezekiel Elliott, injury last year. But I do think there's a place for having guys be on the field, just, you know, get that contact out of the way, understand how schemes are going to work in a game situation. And then from a fan perspective, I just think preseason in some respects, you just get shortchanged in the product that you're going to see. I understand you got to figure out how you're going to cut down 30 players.
That's the part, though, Charles. That's it.
That's big. Like, how do you evaluate on the field and see what you got, right? So I do understand that part.
Yeah, in a game situation.
In a game situation. But I also think that, you know, you probably have 80% of who you're going to pick for your, you know, for your 53-man roster figured out.
You know,
game two.
Yeah, you raised some good points. I think the shining light within that is it actually gets some guys on the field in a game situation that for the last 3 years have just been trying to show they've been on somebody's training squad, you know, a practice squad, right? They finally get to show up on the field and break an ADR. It could be a life changer for them.
Well, for sure. No,
that's
I agree.
The other. But in terms of the product, I'll be honest, man. I just last Sunday, I tried to get excited. I mean, I woke up, I went and worked out. I came home. I made, you know, this pot of soup and got my chips. And, you know, I watched 10 minutes and then it was like an old Lawrence Fishburne movie. And I was like, I ended up watching Harlem Nights.
It didn't take much for you to switch channels super quick.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, right? That's the problem. And you know, I just had a hard time getting excited about it. You know, cut on a few games here and there. And
I know, man.
You know, it's good for me to watch, like the Cowboys. I want to see what they may have, you know. But
I can tell you.
And that, I don't want to hear that. But what I'm seeing is that, you know, you got players 2-3 levels deep that might not ever hit the field. I don't know how much it matters that I see them play. So I don't know.
You know, and here's the last
part. Coaches to see them. Maybe not for me.
It's true. And then now, you know, it was Ocho Cinco, who I think it was the USFL. Maybe it was the CFL. Did some time over there. He made a point, though. He came back. He said, man, I'm going to be honest with you. There's some guys playing in this league that I know could start tomorrow on most NFL teams. They just, there's only so many spots.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that. We're seeing some guys, Cowboys have one of them, that wreaked havoc out there. Just needed a shot.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, man. I guess I've just gotten to the point where, you know, I love the sport. I don't love everything about the NFL, but I love the sport of football.
Mm-hmm.
And I love seeing these guys get an opportunity. And I sort of just tune out until September 8th when Thursday Night Football, what really matters, kicks into play.
I can't wait.
That's when I get excited, man. So, yeah.
Looking forward to it. Another NFL season.
Another NFL season. So I think we're in the same camp, man. Could we live without preseason? Probably. Is it a precursor to something that we all love? Man, yeah, I'm sure it is. So, thank you for the conversation, Charles, and thank you for joining us on Conscious Conversations.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.